This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush has taken a tough and bold step to halt employee harassment by political groups. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Should any employee be forced to choose between their own job and giving their bucks to a political cause they oppose? Don't be a hypocrite, Ted. As one who always supposedly fights for civil liberties, your answer should be a loud no. Thomas Jefferson was right. For any group, corporation, or union to do this is tyrannical. Last month, Bush signed an executive order informing American workers of their rights to keep their hard-earned money out of the political pockets of union bosses, a real victory for free speech and democracy. Ted, you liberals have always put undying effort into protecting the rights of convicted criminals over the victims. Now it's finally time to start listening to those workers who have been victimized for refusing to compromise their own convictions.
Al, your logic's flawed, but I admire your chutzpah. You're a fine one to talk about abuses in political contributions. Those Bush Quail presidential campaign fundraising dinners we've been hearing about lately have brought abuses to record levels. It's outright extortion of campaign funds from the biggest corporations in America. And you have the nerve to complain about labor contributions? To make sure your hypocrisy is complete, Al, you really outdid yourself. You voted no last week on the major campaign financing reform bill to end those abuses and put strict limits on campaign spending for Senate and House elections. As Mark Twain used to say, Al, we have the finest Congress money can buy, and it's a disgrace to our democracy. Democrats want to clean up the mess in campaign financing, and President Bush is ready to use his veto to prevent it. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on which political party in 1992 deserves to be called the Party of Change. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System.